Галинка, praise the Lord. All right, but we're in 1 Chronicles chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 1 and 2, then we're going to skip down to verse number 8 and read down to verse number 17, okay? So 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 1 through 2, we're going to skip to verse 8 and then read down to verse number 17. Let's do that now. Now, Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber of cedars with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, but his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people, Israel. Verse 8. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon my enemies by my hand, like a breaking forth of waters. Therefore they call the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God. And God said unto him, go not up after them, turn away from them, and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For the God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him. They smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought fear of him, brought the fear of him upon all nations. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Now, God, we pray that you will speak from the word of God and just fill our hearts with wisdom, knowledge, and with understanding. Father, we need to hear from you today. We need a word from the Lord to guide us and lead us into the battle that we all are facing.
Yes.
And so, Father, we thank you right now, God, that for each and every one of us, you have a word that is fitly spoken, perfect for our specific circumstances and situations.
Yes.
And so we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for enlightening us right now with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, for giving us revelation, for encouraging us, strengthening us, oh God, building us up in our most holy faith.
Yes.
And Father, we call it forth right now. Our deliverance, our miracles, God, we call it forth right now by the gracious hand of our God. Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our title today is a personal one. It's, Lord, I need a breakthrough. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I need a breakthrough. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is personal, at least for me, amen, because I need a breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen. I need breakthrough in several areas of my life. Amen.
Amen.
I need to get out of some things. Amen. Some things have been staying the same for too long, and I need a breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I need stuff to shift. I need stuff to change. I need stuff to move. I need stuff to just get out of the way. I need a breakthrough.
Amen.
So I'm calling on God today. Amen. I love you, but I ain't calling on you. Amen. I like you, but I ain't calling on you. I'm calling on God. Lord, I need a breakthrough.
Amen.
Glory to God. Lord, I need a breakthrough. You know, you think about breakthrough. I was thinking about this morning. Amen. In breakthrough, you know, you hear breakthrough in the church, right? You know, breakthrough. People sing about breakthrough and all that kind of thing. But, you know, there's breakthrough in other areas, too. You know, there's breakthroughs in, like, medicine and in science, right? Uh-huh. There's breakthroughs. There's medical breakthroughs, you know. And in science, medical breakthroughs or scientific breakthroughs are those, like, those sudden, dramatic, and important discoveries or developments, uh-huh. right? You know, scientists discover something suddenly, dramatically, you know what I mean? Important, you know, a discovery. Oh, we have a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And then you have people in professions, you know, who have breakthroughs, like, you know, singers or actresses, actors, right? They have a breakthrough performance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That they were middling actors before then, but they got a certain role and they become a breakthrough performance. Next thing you know, they are household names. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's notable, right? It's something that was different in their life and their performance than they've ever had before. So it's a breakthrough performance. Mm-hmm. And then you even have a breakthrough in military, in wars, and in warfare, right? When you can penetrate defense of the opposition army, and you can, you know, get through their line of defense. You break through their barriers, amen. And usually it's you know, it's occasioned by some really intense and fierce fighting in opposition. Mm-hmm. But you know, so you can have breakthrough in all those areas. And I'm thinking about when I say, and everybody got to do this for themselves. But when I say, Lord, I need a breakthrough, in some ways, it's a combination of all those things.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I need that sudden and dramatic and important development in my life. Yeah. I need something notable to happen in my life. Amen? And watch this. And I know that I'm not going to get it. And I got to say this for you too, but and you're not going to get it, and we're not going to get it without some opposition, without some fighting.
Yeah.
In the spirit realm. Amen. 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 So I know I need a breakthrough. If you know you need a breakthrough, then praise God. But Lord, I need a breakthrough.
Amen.
Yeah. I need that sudden dramatic shift in my life, a development in my life, a notable occurrence in my life. I need something that's old to be broken out to make way for the new.
Yeah.
But I know deep down that if I'm going to get there, it's going to take some spiritual fighting. It's going to be some fighting in the spirit realm for me to get there. Yeah. I ain't going to cry my way there. I'm not going to complain my way there. I'm not going to sing my way there, dance my way there, preach my way there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to fight my way there.
Yeah.
Amen. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But Lord, I need a breakthrough, amen? And I believe that some of you need a breakthrough. Amen. People all over the body of Christ need a breakthrough.
Amen.
And some people need a breakthrough in their finances, amen? Amen. Lord, I need a breakthrough.
Yeah.
My money been this way for a long time. It used to be said, sometimes people say, my money acting funny. But some of you got to the point where you say, it ain't funny no more.
Amen.
It ain't funny no more, money. That's it, guys. You got to get it together. Amen.
Amen.
I need a breakthrough in my finance.
Amen.
Amen. Some people need a breakthrough in their health.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been dealing with this for far too long. I need a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Tired of this. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I know I've been making it and everything, and praise be unto God, you brought me this far, but Lord, I'm expecting and desiring better. Lord, I need a breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I need a breakthrough. Some people need a breakthrough in their relationship. Marriage all messed up, amen. You trying, husband trying, but you still can't say, you need a breakthrough.
Yes.
Somebody need a breakthrough, amen. I need a breakthrough to get to that child of mine. Oh, I know somebody hear that one right there. Go, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get that child of mine, amen. I'm not talking about your husband. That child of yours. Come on now, it's Father's Day. Be nice to him. Right? But you know, you need a breakthrough. You ever need a breakthrough where you just want to get through to somebody or get to the point where your relationship can be back to where it's supposed to be?
Yes.
Right? You need a breakthrough, amen. Breakthroughs all over. We need breakthrough, amen. I need some wisdom. Somebody needs some wisdom today.
Amen.
You need to know what to do.
Amen.
You're stuck and you don't know how to get from here to there. You just know you need to get there, but you don't know how you're going to get over there. Lord, I need your wisdom. I need a breakthrough.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. I need a breakthrough, Lord. I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough. Yeah, Lord, I'm praising you, but if I'm honest, I know my stuff is getting kind of dry. Oh, my God, the Lord, for he is I need a breakthrough, amen. I need to get back to when I was on fire for God, amen. When I was I had more moves than Michael Jackson.
Amen.
Amen. I just need a breakthrough. I need to get back to that point where I'm desiring to get into this word, and the word excites me when I'm reading it like it used to be. I need a breakthrough, Lord.
Yeah.
I need a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Opposition is holding me back. I need to break through this thing. I got some habits that I'm trying to break, Lord.
Yes.
It's been on
me
for so long, and I've been praying and fasting. I've had some success for a little while, but I keep going back to it. Lord, I need to break free from this thing once and for all.
Yes,
I need a breakthrough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Lord, I need a breakthrough. The scripture text we just read, David needed a breakthrough, and he experienced a breakthrough. We just read 1 Chronicles chapter 14, 1 through 2, and then 8 through 17. And just so you know, this account is also in 2 Samuel chapter 5, right? 11 through 12, and then 17 through 25. I only point that out, amen, because as we always talk about, like we talk about this in the gospel, where you see the gospel writers, more than one deal something, you know, as an account. It's always good to read them all, right? So later on, you may want to take a look at 2 Samuel chapter 5, 11 through 12, and 17 through 25, which we will say is a companion to 1 Chronicles chapter 14, amen? But we're in 1 Chronicles 14. And David needed a breakthrough, and I'm going to jump to verse number 11, because that's where David talks about God gave him the breakthrough that he needed. Mm. And let's look at it together. It says in verse 11, "So they came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them, the Philistines, there. Then David said, God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read from the the New American Standard Bible. Amen. It says, verse number 11 is translated this way. "So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there." Listen to this. "And David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like the breakthrough of waters."
Mm-hmm.
"Therefore they called that place Baal Perazim." Now Baal Perazim is called Mount Perazim in Isaiah 28 and 21. And Baal Perazim, the reason why they call it Baal Perazim is because Baal Perazim means master of breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? David defeated the Philistines, the enemies of God's people, in this battle. And he needed this victory here, right? And we're going to go back to discussing why. But he needed this particular victory at this particular time because he had just recently become king of all of Israel. And he needed this victory. And God came through. And God said, and David said that God broke through my enemies by my hand like the breakthrough of waters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can picture in your mind water breaking through a dam.
Mm-hmm.
Or water breaking through a structure with power and with force and with a suddenness that cannot be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And what David is picturing here is that God didn't just give him victory over the Philistines. He burst into the situation and just wiped them out.
Yes, yes.
And so he called this place Baal Perazim because he is looking to God, and he called God the master of breakthroughs. How many of you know God is the master of breakthroughs?
Mm-hmm.
And so if God is the master of breakthroughs, then you understand why I said earlier, I'm not looking to my spouse. I'm not looking to my family. I'm not looking to my friends. I'm not looking to my neighbors. I'm not looking to strangers if I need a breakthrough. I'm looking to my God.
Amen.
Because my
Amen.
God is the master of breakthroughs.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And that's what I need. Lord, I need a breakthrough.
Yes.
So guess what? I'm going to the master. I'm going to the one who has mastered this thing called breaking through. And that's God, amen.
Amen.
But now let's rewind the DVD. That's what we used to say in our house, amen. Rewind the DVD. You know, it was a joke. We used to have to rewind the tapes from Blockbuster. When we watched movies from Blockbuster. Remember when you
right.
remember Blockbuster? Right. Somebody saying Blockbuster. Yeah, Blockbuster. Before Netflix, it was Blockbuster. Right? And we used to watch movies Blockbuster. And you had to rewind the tape to Blockbuster before you take them back. Remember, you put them in a little shoe. And you know, sometimes you know you didn't rewind the tape and you put in the shoe real fast and you ran. You ran back to your car. But we had to rewind the tapes from Blockbuster before you brought it back. Because when you went to get more tapes, what was the first thing they do? They opened it to see if you had rewinded that cassette, right? And so we used to watch movies as a family and you know, being the loving family that we are, when the movie was over, it was almost like the race. You know, a 100-meter dash when the gun goes off? The minute the credits go off, we would jump off the couch because we were scattered, and whoever was last had to rewind the tape. We didn't want to stay there. We didn't want to stay there to rewind the tape. So whoever was the last one, you slow? You got to wait for that thing to rewind. And so when DVDs came out, right? We used to joke, amen. Okay, rewind the DVD, right? Yeah, rewind the DVD, amen. Let's rewind this DVD, amen. And go back a little bit because David talks about the breaking through, but let's go back to verse number 1. It says, now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber of cedars with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel. But his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people, Israel. So after receiving, you know, the timber and the masons, David, who had been king for some time, it says here something very interesting. It says in verse 2 that David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king. This is interesting because David had been king for a while and in fact had been anointed king 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time David was anointed king was in 1 Samuel 16 when he was just a teenager. When God said, you know what, I made a mistake with Saul. I need you to go, he said to Samuel, I need you to go anoint me another king.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Samuel went to Jesse's house and looked at all of Jesse's sons and got to the youngest one. He said, the last one said, you got any more sons? Oh yeah, we got this little one, David, but he out there in the field. He said, well, bring him in. And we know that Samuel, at that point, anointed David as the next king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then after Samuel, after Saul died, in 2 Samuel chapter 2, David was anointed king over Judah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And the Bible says he reigned over Judah for 7 years. He was 30 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
For 7 years. And then one of Saul's brothers, and then Saul's sons, was now king over the other 11 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
But then after there was a coup and Saul's sons were killed, David was anointed king over all Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's in 2 Samuel chapter 5. And so this is the third time David has been anointed king 3 different times.
Yes.
Was told he was king when he was a teenager. Became king of Judah when he was 30. Reigned as king of Judah for 7 years. Then was anointed king over all of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime later, Hiram comes and sends him some wood sends him some masons so that David can build a house. And it's at that point that it finally comes to David.
Yes.
I'm king.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Something that God has spoken a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Something that you actually have been doing for years, and yet you can be in a place where you have yet to perceive what God has done in your life.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are walking around right now and you don't perceive what God has done for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen. And David got to that point, he's like, you know what? I'm king! Anointed 3 times. And he finally got it. I'm king. And see, this is interesting, right? Because the point is this. Before you and I can get that breakthrough that we need, we have to come to this realization of who we are in God.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, because people are saying all kinds of things about you, mm-hmm. what kind of person you are, what kind of person you should be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Throw all that stuff out the window.
Yeah.
Because the only thing that matters is who are you in God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And David looked around and he said, I'm king. Why? Because God had made him king.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to come to know who you are in God. But watch this, though. Verse number 2 says, and David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king.
Mm.
See, I like that, right? Now, the people had anointed him king over Judah. They had anointed him king over all Israel. But David didn't take their confirmation as the confirmation he had. Amen? It wasn't people's confirmation. He looked around and said, the Lord had put his confirmation on me. Amen? Glory to God, right? So watch this. We don't, when we come to know who we are in God, it's because we allow God to confirm us.
Yeah.
See, there are a whole lot of people, they've been holding their approval on you. Well, I'm just going to wait and see. Well, you can wait till the cows come home, because I'm not waiting for you, amen?
Mm-hmm.
If God has appointed me, if God has ordained me, if God has anointed me, then I'm looking for my confirmation from God. Lord, I need a breakthrough. I don't need no breakthrough from you.
Amen.
So you stay there waiting for me to fit into your little box. You're going to be waiting a long time because the God who called me is the only one I'm looking to confirm me.
Yes.
The only confirmation I need is confirmation from God.
That's right.
You're too big. You're too small. You're too skinny. You're too fat. You're too light. You're too dark.
Mm.
Your nose is too big. Your nose is too narrow.
Amen.
You don't have enough skill. Your business is too small. You don't have no business.
That's right.
You have no qualification. You're not this. You're not that. You know the world always trying to disqualify you?
Yeah.
You can't disqualify me.
Amen.
Because it's the God who called me to carry me.
Yes.
I need a breakthrough. I need God's confirmation, not yours.
Yes.
That's right.
And so he got to the point, amen, that he said, God has confirmed me. But I want you to watch something, because how many of you know God still works through people?
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's interesting here, and I just love the Lord, because if you go back to verse 1, it says, now Hiram sent messengers to David. And he gave David wood and masons and carpenters to build him a house. How many know he was honoring David?
Mm-hmm.
He gave David some gifts, and he was honoring David as king. But I just love the Lord because he speaks through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I'm reading this, the Spirit led me to look up Hiram. What does Hiram mean? I said, well, I don't know what Hiram means. Look it up. So I looked up what Hiram means. And do you know what Hiram means? No, I'll tell you. Hiram means exalted brother.
Wow.
Ha! Wow. Are you kidding me, Lord? Hiram means exalted brother. So watch this. David, before he perceived the Lord had confirmed him king, he had received gifts from someone called exalted brother.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He received gifts from somebody called Exalted Brother. Okay, Lord, I now understand. Because Hebrews 2 and 11 tells us that Jesus is our brother. Philippians 2 and 9 says that God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. And Scripture tells us that Jesus has given us gifts. Spiritual gifts, gifts of exhortation and ministry and of helps and all these kinds of things. And we have gifts. So guess what? I too have received gifts from an exalted brother. Amen. So guess what? That's going to help me to understand who I am in God, because I have received gifts by from the exalted brother.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Ha! I got gifts from the exalted brother. But watch this. David had to accept the gifts.
Uh-huh.
Huh? You don't see David saying, No, I'm not worthy. No, take this thing to see the back. Take the mansion back. Take the confidence back. No, I'm just living this house. David said, bring it on, amen. And so watch this. The gifts that God has for you, know what you and I have to do? We have to receive them. We have to accept them. Because I believe in receiving and accepting the gifts. It's a key part to allowing us to come to be aware of who we are in God.
Yes.
It helps us get to that perception of who God has made us to be. Amen. I have gifts, amen. Listen, you have gifts and you have abilities, amen. Amen. You're gifted. I know when you were in school, you know, they had the gifted program. You know, you have some friend, I'm in the gifted program. Let me tell you something, amen. Once God saved me, I became a member of the gifted program too. How many of you know? I'm in the gifted program. You're in the gifted program. You're in the gifted program. Why? Because when God saved you and he saved me, he gave us gifts.
Yes, he did.
Amen. And I know it seems kind of funny to walk around saying I'm gifted, but you better get used to it, amen. I'm gifted.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's not bragging. That's just me perceiving who I am in God. God gifted me, amen. I'm gifted, amen.
Yeah.
You're gifted. Amen. Next time you see somebody who you know has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, tell them. You're gifted, amen.
Yeah.
You're gifted. You don't gotta try to be all spooky, spiritual, and all that stuff. You just speak in truth, amen. If God saved you, God has gifted you, amen. You have gotten gifts from the exalted brother, Jesus Christ, amen.
Yeah.
I am gifted. And that's going to help me perceive who I am in God.
Amen.
It's going to allow me to accept the confirmation that can only come from God. God, it is God who made us, and not we ourselves, amen. I'm gifted. But watch this. Now David gets to the point where he accepts gifts from the exalted brother, Hiram, amen. He receives gifts. He receives God's confirmation. And he perceives that God has made him king. So then what happens to David now? He lives happily ever after.
Nope.
Verse 8. And when the Philistines heard that David.
Yes.
Do you see what happened?
Yes.
And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, they went up to seek David. Not to seek his advice, they went out to search
him. Yeah.
To seek, to kill, and to destroy.
Yeah.
But how many know the Philistines are the enemies of God's people?
Yes, they are.
And just as our enemy, what does our enemy look to do? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's all he wants to do. And so watch this. This is wonderful. And you see what? And God read their mail. Because he let us know exactly what was on the Philistines' mind. Watch this. Let's read it together. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed. Let's just stop right there. When they found out David was anointed, they said, we got to take him out.
Yep.
Yep.
And you wonder why the devil is after you.
Huh.
Can I tell you why? It's because your anointing.
Amen. Amen.
And when the devil finds out that you're anointed, he's coming after you.
That's right. Tell the truth.
Amen. 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 You may not be anointed king over Israel, but you're anointed. How do you say I'm anointed? Because you got Jesus Christ. And Christ is not his last name. Christ means the anointed one.
Amen.
And the anointed one lives in you. Paul said that we have Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, living on the inside of us. So if the anointed one is on the inside of me, if the anointed one is on the inside of you, guess what? We're anointed.
Amen.
But watch this. But when the Philistines hear that you're anointed, they're coming after you.
Jesus.
When Satan finds out that you're anointed, he's coming after you.
To you. Jesus.
And so look what the Philistines do. Watch this. The Philistines find out David is anointed, and they come after him. Mm-hmm. And look at verse 9. It says, the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Rephaim. You know why they went to the valley of Rephaim? Because Rephaim means giants. Do you know what the Philistines were doing? They went to a valley called Giants to come against David when they found out that David was anointed. Mm. And I believe that there's a subtlety here because this is how Satan does things. You see, you remember when Moses sent out the 10 spies, the 12 spies, and 10 of them came back with a bad report?
Yeah.
They said, oh, we saw the sons of Anak in there. They're the giants. And we look like grasshoppers in their eyes. And so we were grasshoppers. They're giants. They're too big. We can't go up. You remember that? Mm-hmm. I believe that the Philistines, acting under the influence of Satan, was trying to remind David and the people of Israel about some giants.
Mm.
Remember when the giants made you not want to get God's promises? Remember? Remember when you got scared of them giants and you didn't want to fight? So guess what? We're going to come against them. Let's go to the valley called Giants. Let's remind them of past defeat. Let's remind them of past problems that they had.
Yeah.
What do you know? The devil always want to remind you of things that didn't work before. He's going to look over your life and see, somebody told you that you were, they called you fatty pants when you was in the fourth grade. And it bothered you, amen? Mm-hmm. And so now somebody just comes, hey, fatty, what? It triggers something in you, amen? Mm-hmm. It triggers something in you. Something from your past, something that was a bad experience. How many of you know Satan always try to bring the thing back up to try to keep you in your tracks?
That's true.
Amen? And so he comes, and the Philistines gather in a valley called Giants. Because I believe that Satan was trying to use them to remind the children of Israel. Remember before how you were scared of giants? Well, you need to be scared now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly.
What's your giant, amen?
Mm-hmm.
What's Satan constantly reminding you of?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yes. What's he reminding you of? Why do you keep thinking about that rejection that you experienced back when you were 17 years old? You're 47 years old now.
Amen.
Why are you still thinking about that? Because Satan is trying to bring that up to get you to cower down.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You in the school play. You in the fifth grade and you messed up your line. And now you don't want to talk to a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because you keep remembering, I messed it up. See, don't let him remind you of that nonsense. He's bringing it back. I'm coming to the valley of Rephaim. And because all of us got some giants in our life, some things that scared us.
Yeah.
Some things that discouraged us.
Yes.
And Satan knows exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to try to bring it up.
Wow.
But when he comes and tries to bring up all your past failures and disappointments and discouragements, look what David did in verse 10. He heard, he sees them, where they are. David, they're in the valley of giants. Oh, they are, huh? What does David do? Well, let's look at verse number 10. It says, David inquired of God. All David did was, when the enemy came and opposed him, David said, that's all right. I'm closing ranks right now, and I'm getting in conference with my God. I'm going to ask God
what I should do. Amen? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask God what I should do. Notice that David, when faced with opposition, he didn't talk to his wife. And he had a couple. Somebody now, amen?
Yeah.
He didn't talk to his military commanders.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't consult with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? He didn't send out a tweet. He didn't go on social media. Amen?
Amen.
When he needed something, what did he do? He said, I'm closing ranks, and I'm going to go ask God. Why? The God who confirmed me, the God who called me, the God who blessed me. I'm going to go call on God, and I'm going to ask God some questions.
Yes.
It said he inquired of God. Now, I want you to know, amen, because I didn't have much to do. So I looked, and I found 7 different occasions where the scriptures say David inquired of God. 2 of them are in here, 1 Chronicles 14 or 2 Samuel chapter 5. But you also see it in 1 Samuel chapter 23 and 1 Samuel chapter 30 and 2 Samuel 21 and elsewhere. 7 times.
7 times.
Now, how many know? 7 is the number of spiritual perfection.
Yeah.
I believe this is God's way of telling us that this is the spiritually perfect way for us to position ourselves for breakthrough. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do? We need to ask God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Stop talking so much and ask God.
Yes.
Stop running off your mouth, talking to your friends, and you and y'all sitting around your little coffee clutches and going to Starbucks and all. Just keep quiet and ask God.
Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.
God has all the answers. He went and he asked God. But watch how he asked God. He goes to God and he says, shall I go up against the Philistines?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, will you deliver them into my hand? Mm-hmm. Now, y'all know I'm a college dropout, but the Lord made me a lawyer. Amen.
Amen.
And when I practiced law, I've been practicing law for over 20 years, amen?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, them questions David just asked God, in the law, those are called leading questions. Those are leading questions. You know what a leading question is? A leading question is a question. It's a question that reveals the desired answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. So, leading question. So it's like, did you see him at 3 o'clock? See, that's a leading question. Huh?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Jones' car, right? That's a leading question.
Mm-hmm.
When Jane hit you, did she hit you with her fist? That's a leading question. But leading questions suggest the answer that you want to receive.
Yes.
And in certain instances in the law, you can't ask leading questions. Sometimes you can, but in certain instances you can't. But this is not the law. This is David and his God.
Amen.
And David goes to God and he's asking leading questions.
Amen.
He's asking questions that suggest the answer that he wants.
Mm.
Come on, somebody. He is suggesting the answer that he wants.
Mm.
Look what he says. Shall I go up against the Philistines? What answer do you think he wants?
Yes.
And watch this. Look at this next one. Will you deliver them into my hands? He's suggesting the answer that he wants.
Yes.
See, some of us ask God and we go like this. What do you want me to do? No!
Yeah.
Ask God a leading question.
Wow.
Are you going to give me the job?
Yeah.
Huh? Are you going to give me some new clients?
Yeah.
Are you going to take away this pain forever? Huh? Ask God some leading questions.
Yeah.
Show God the desired outcome that you want.
Amen.
See, I'm all spiritual. Lord, whatever it is that you want to do. I just ask you to move in my life, Lord. That's good. But if you are saying, Lord, I need a breakthrough,
yeah.
It's time out for being polite. It's like, Lord,
Lord, are you going to give me the house? Lord, ask the leading question.
Amen.
Are you going to give them into my hands? Just because you're leading God don't mean God going to... Listen, you can say all you want like this, but God's answer is no. He's going to tell you no.
That's right. Yeah.
But you might as well let him know what you want. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
God, you going to give me some chocolate ice cream? Come on, somebody. Why are you going to sit there going, I wish I could have some dessert, Lord. Yeah, Lord, you going to give me some chocolate ice cream? Lord, are you going to give these Philistines into my hands? And what God tell him? He said, go up, for I will deliver them into your hands.
Yep.
Amen. And they came to Baal Perazim, right? Mm-hmm. To the master of breakthroughs, and David smote them there. They called the place Baal Perazim. Why? Because God broke through.
Yes.
Like the breaking through of waters.
Yes.
And from that point, David lived happily ever after. No, he didn't. Amen.
No, he didn't.
Because verse 12 said they left their gods there, and David gave commandment, and they were burned with fire. Watch this, verse 13. And the Philistines, yet again, spread themselves abroad in the valley. And should we be surprised? Because the devil always comes back. And he came back to the same place, the Valley of Rephaim. Came back to the same place of Giant. Just because you have a victory one time over the stuff in your past, don't you get so caught up and think it's over. Because the devil will come back and press the same button.
Exactly.
He's going to press the same button. So he comes back to the Valley of Rephaim. So what does David do now? He already got the victory. He should know how to do it, right? Wrong. What does he do? Verse 14. He inquired again of God. And he said, God? Watch this. He asked another question. He comes to God. He inquires again of God. And he wants to know again. Should he go up? And God said, no. So you can ask all the leading questions you want of God. God ain't going to be led by you. But you can at least let him know where you want to go.
Exactly.
Right? Doesn't mean God, because he's still God and we're not. But this time God says, don't go up, turn away from them, and go against the mulberry trees. And then he told him this. He said, when you hear a sound of going in the tree, meaning the tree is swaying back and forth in the wind, a sound of going, he said, then you go out again. And David went out and beat him the second time. But the enemy returned, amen. Pharaoh returned after the children of Israel after he let them go, didn't he? But the devil always comes back. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus told the story in Luke. I believe it's Luke chapter 11. He told the story of the devil that gets kicked out of his house. Amen. Then he goes walking around in all the dry places seeking the house. And when he can't find them, he goes back to the man that he inhabited the first time, bringing seven more devils with him. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says the state of that man is worse than it was at the first. The devil always comes back.
Yeah.
So I need a breakthrough. So if I need a breakthrough and you say you need a breakthrough, is there something we can take from what David, his experience here, that will position us for the breakthrough that we need? I believe there is. First thing is, seek confirmation only from God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Love your friends. Love your family. Love the people that God put in your life. Praise God for them. But don't seek confirmation from them. If they give the confirmation that God has already provided you, well, praise the Lord for that. But listen, don't you get caught up on man's confirmation.
Yeah.
Amen. You look for God to confirm you. Amen. So you seek God's confirmation. Right? That's the only thing that you need to do. Seek God's confirmation. Because it's that's going to allow you to know who you are in God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I need to know who I am in God. I know who I am in certain people's eyes, and they don't think much of me. That's okay. Amen. But I know that God has said that I'm accepted in the beloved. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Amen. He said I'm the apple of his eye. That's what he said. Amen. He calls me his child. That's what he says. Amen. So I got to accept who I am in God and receive my confirmation from him, because it's from him that I need the breakthrough.
That's right.
Amen. The other thing I believe we can take from this is that we have to accept the truth that we are gifted and anointed. And I know that sounds kind of, you know, I can't say that. Yes, you can. Get into that habit. Just close your door. Just go in your bathroom or your bedroom. Close your door. Amen. If it makes you uncomfortable, and you can whisper at first, but just look yourself in the mirror and say, you are gifted and anointed.
Amen.
You're going to feel funny, right? You are gifted and anointed.
Amen.
Who can say that right now? I'm gifted and anointed.
I am gifted and anointed.
Mm-hmm. I almost believe you. Amen? But we got to say that. Why? Because it's the truth. Yeah. And what did Jesus say about the truth? He said the truth will make you free. The truth is you're gifted. God has given you gifts when he saved you. You're anointed because the anointed one lives on the inside of you. You don't have to search hard to find this out. The Bible declares it. I'm gifted and anointed. Amen. I accept my gift from my exalted brother. Amen. And then, because I'm gifted and anointed, I expect Satan to hear about it. And just like this first time, when they hear about it, he's coming.
Amen.
So watch this. Why are you going to be surprised when Satan comes into your life trying to cause havoc? Amen?
Yes.
He's only coming because you're gifted and anointed.
Amen.
Because you perceive who you are in God. Because you allow God to confirm you. Amen? And so he's coming because he doesn't want you to fulfill the great call that God has on your life. So he puts up all this opposition. He puts up bad health and bad finances and bad relationships and bad situations here. Bad situations on the job. He puts people in your life trying to trip you up at every turn. He's just trying to mess you up because he doesn't want you to break through to become the great person that God called you to be and to make the great contributions to this earth that God has called you to make.
Yes.
Amen.
So he's putting up all these strategic roadblocks because he knows and he heard the truth. That you are one gifted and anointed sister. That you are one gifted and anointed brother. And I got to keep you from getting to where God has called you to be. So I'm going to put up all these roadblocks in your path. Because you're too gifted and anointed.
Wow.
But when he comes, and when those obstacles are there, forget, you know what? Sometimes we need to just dial it back. And just get like David. Amen. Dial it back. Say, you know what? I'm getting in my closet. I'm going to spend extra time with God. I'm closing ranks with God. I'm going to inquire of God. I'm going to get the game plan from God. What is it that I should do? Because maybe sometimes I need to go. Other times God tell me to go back. Maybe I should move now. Other times God's going to tell me to wait. But I got to go in. I got to close ranks with God. Love you, babe. See you in a few. I'm going into God. Amen. Oh, come on, let's go to the mall. Can't go to the mall today. Why? Because I got to go inquire of God.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, wait a minute. Yes. Oh, the TV show was on. I got to, what? The bond day, what? I don't care. I got to watch this. I got to get into God.
Yes.
Amen. I got to get into my word. Yeah, I've been reading certain, but you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to do a little extra read. I'm going to do some little extra. What? It's lunchtime? No, you go ahead. I know it's not. I'm just going to read some. Amen. You come home and, oh, mommy, just wait a minute. I got to read some. Amen. Because see, some of us are wanting breakthrough, but we ain't doing nothing extra.
Amen.
Nothing extra. Like breakthrough going to come from the same old stuff. You need a sudden, dramatic shift in your life, and you think it's going to come by the same old ordinary? Come on, somebody. That just doesn't make any sense. Close ranks with God.
Amen.
Amen. Let him know you're serious. I want to get out of this.
Yeah.
Amen. I need it to change. Lord, I need a breakthrough. You do? Well, then where are you? See you sitting. I see you over there sitting on the lake fishing, like you always been doing for the last 4 years. It relaxes me. Well, do you want to be relaxed or do you want to be set free?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. We got to make a choice. Do you want to relax or do you want to be made free?
Wow. Wow.
Come on.
Lord, I need a breakthrough.
Lord, I
need a breakthrough. But praise God, we serve the master of breakthroughs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And our breakthrough is closer than appears because, this, you know, people try to say all these things that you got to do, but Father says, listen, know who you are in God. Just get all into God. I know what you made me. Praise be unto God. I accept the gifts you've given me. And I know that knucklehead Satan's going to come, but Lord, I know you got a game plan that's going to help me defeat him. So guess what, Lord? I'm just coming and I'm inquiring of you, and whatever it is that you tell me to do, that I will do. Amen. So that we can see God break through our situation. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Break through our finances. Break through the health crisis. Break through the relationship issues, the job issues. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we need a breakthrough. Amen. Glory to God. Lord. We need a breakthrough. We need a breakthrough in this ministry. Amen.
Amen.
We need a breakthrough. Amen.
Amen.
There's a wall in front. We need to, like the rushing water just burst off and break through. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If you need a breakthrough, it's closer than you think.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
It's closer than you think. Amen. Praise be unto God. He is the God of the breakthrough. Amen. We hear that often. Amen. The God of the breakthrough. Why? You know why? He's master of breakthroughs.
Amen.
Glory to God. So what do you need in your life? Amen. Amen. Get it in your head, amen. Get it in your head. Because sometimes we like to put the opposition out of our head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it causes too much stress and worry and all this type of thing. But no. You got to think about that thing that's opposing you, right? And then take that thing to God and ask him some leading questions. Lord, you going to get rid of this thing?
Yeah.
Hmm? What do you want me to do so that this thing can get out of my life forever? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Let God know what you want. And it's also good to encourage you and strengthen you that you understand, I've turned the page now. I'm ready for something new.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm ready for something new. Amen. And I'm going to the master of breakthroughs to get it. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that you would go back, amen, and read 1 Samuel 14, the scripture that we read today. Amen. Just let it encourage you some more. Let you see that David got to that point of breakthrough. Well, come on, hey man, he didn't stand no $100 prayer line.
No, he did not.
Huh? Mm-hmm. He didn't do something all crazy, and right? What did he do? He came to a realization of who he was in God, accepted the gifts that came from the exalted brother.
Amen.
Didn't run from Satan when Satan tried to intimidate him with all his tricks and threats and everything else. And then he went to God and said, God, what do you want me to do? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Well, certainly we can, amen. And if God responded in that kind of fashion and gave David such a dramatic victory that he turned around and called him the master of breakthroughs, then he'll do the same for you and for me, amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe that by faith in the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. My breakthrough is on the way, amen. I need a breakthrough and my breakthrough is coming. You need a breakthrough and your breakthrough
is coming.
I almost believe that. But I do believe that, amen. But let's rest on our feet together. Praise God. The God of the breakthrough, the master of breakthroughs, amen. Lord, I need
a breakthrough.
A breakthrough, amen. Lord, I need a breakthrough. Glory to God. I need a breakthrough, Lord. Hallelujah. I need a breakthrough in my life. I need things to change, Lord. I need things, oh God, to shift. I need things, oh God, to move out of the way. I need obstacles to be cleared, Lord. Lord, I need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. And Lord, I look to you right now. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you have anointed me, that you have gifted me, that you have confirmed me as your own. And so, God, I come in the face of all the satanic opposition, oh God, and I ask you, Lord, get the victory.
Yeah.
What should I do to get my breakthrough?
Yeah,
what should
Lord.
I do to get my money? What
yeah,
should I do to
Lord.
Get my health back? What
Hallelujah.
Should I do to reclaim my marriage? What should I do, oh God, to advance this ministry? What
yeah,
should I do, oh God, to get the answer? God, I'm asking leading questions.
Yeah.
I'm revealing what it is that I want, oh God.
Yeah.
And Father, I'm just asking you. I'm inquiring of you. I'm closing ranks, oh God. Hallelujah. What is it, Lord, that I should do? That I should get my breakthrough? Lord, I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough, oh God. And I'm coming to the right place because my word says that you are the master of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. And I believe every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so, Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Master of breakthroughs, I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 That my breakthrough is on the way. Hallelujah. As I set myself to do what you have revealed unto me today. Glory to God. My breakthrough is nearer than when I walked in this place. Father, by faith, I lift up my hands in the sanctuary, and I bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. For the Lord has heard my cry, and he has moved on my behalf, and my breakthrough is on the way. Lord, I give you the praise. And I give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.